It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Danielle Venton. The number of days people are spending in the hospital is increasing. Patients who are medically stable and ready for discharge to a nursing home or a lower level of care can get stuck for weeks, months, even years. It's yet another pain point in the healthcare system driven by staff shortages. KQED health correspondent Leslie McClurg has the story of one patient who languished at Kaiser in Richmond.
David Alter always thought he'd grow old alongside his wife, Lisa. They shared a vibrant community in Berkeley.
We were very social, and she liked to be fun and wacky.
They loved to go to shows together.
She loved live music, and, you know, there was a Joan Jett phase.
Lisa taught elementary school, and the couple had two children. But over the years, Lisa changed. She started to forget things. She was edgy and irritable. She'd disappear for days.
She was kind of struggling to hold the job.
In 2011, a doctor diagnosed Lisa with Huntington's disease, a genetic brain disorder that causes nerve cells to break down over time. She was 45 years old. Alter went to an informational session to learn more. One of the slides highlighted a dark statistic.
I think it was like 28% of the people abandoned someone with Huntington.
He planned to care for his wife till the end. He'd never leave her.
That's crazy. I can't imagine.
But caring for Lisa became more and more demanding as the years passed. Her condition progressively destroyed her brain. She lost control of her limbs. She started twitching and writhing.
It's kind of like when you have an infant, when, you know, those first few months and kind of always exhausted. It's like that, but it's not getting easier. It's getting harder.
Alter remembers one time Lisa fell in the bathroom.
She wears, you know, a diaper. She's got that down at her ankles. There's feces spread from the toilet to the hallway. There's blood on everything.
He knew it was time for professional help. He called hundreds of nursing homes up and down the state. He wrote personal letters illustrated with color photos.
I want you to meet my wife, Lisa. See picture above, a vibrant woman, wife, teacher, and mother of two beautiful children.
But he couldn't find a single facility that would accept a complex patient that is likely to need many years of specialized, very expensive care. He talked to numerous social workers with the Huntington's Disease Society, and their best advice was to leave his wife in the hospital after her next trip to the ER.
I was told, you just don't have the power to do this. The hospital can make negotiations that you're never going to be able to do.
So the next time his wife fell, she was admitted to the ER at Kaiser in Richmond. Alter did not pick her up when she was ready for discharge.
I'm wondering, is this, you know, am I part of that statistic now? Is she abandoned, you know, now that I'm getting the hospital to take care of this?
Kaiser Permanente declined an interview for this story, but they acknowledge that some discharges present challenges.
And they're calling you and they're like, why aren't you picking her up? And it's really hard to do.
I don't know anybody that's gotten into a nursing home any other way.
Maura Gibney is the executive director for California Advocates for Nursing Home Reform. She regularly advises families to leave their loved ones in the hospital.
That's the only way.
4.5 months later, Lisa was still at Kaiser. Alter says the hospital couldn't find a nursing home for her either. And this is not unique to Huntington's disease. It's happening to all kinds of patients all across the state. An industry report shows 4,500 patients are stranded inside California hospitals every day.
We are on the 10th floor.
Dr. Valerie Norton is an emergency medicine physician at Scripps Mercy Hospital, San Diego.
Some of the patients up here have been here for a really long time.
She nods to a patient who was ready for discharge a month ago.
Behind this door is a patient that's been here for more than 2 years.
She says the number of days hospital beds are filled with patients ready for discharge has tripled in recent years, costing Scripps $56 million a year.
Because we don't have anywhere safe to send them. They would qualify to be at a lower level of care.
It's a big staffing issue. I haven't talked to a nursing home in California in the last couple of years that hasn't mentioned staffing shortages.
Christoph Stremakis is with the California Healthcare Foundation, a nonprofit focused on improving medicine. He says facilities are not only low on staff, their workers might not have the right training or equipment for complicated patients.
When people do get older, they tend to get sicker and have more complex conditions.
For example, a patient on antibiotics may need a specialized nurse to administer drugs through an IV. On top of staffing, he says facilities choose patients who can pay the highest price.
Those people that can are getting better care than folks that have Medi-Cal coverage.
Medi-Cal is the state's insurance program. That's what covers David Alter's wife, Lisa, with Huntington's disease. It's supposed to pay for her to receive specialized care at a round-the-clock facility.
There's nowhere I can place her.
Facilities have told him over and over that they don't have a bed for his wife because she has high needs. Plus, they can get more money from patients with private insurance. 3 years after Alter abandoned his wife in the hospital, she is still not in a skilled nursing facility.
You're just defeated.
Eventually, Kaiser did find housing for Lisa in Walnut Creek. The home provides food and supervision, but not specialized nurses or regular doctor visits.
She doesn't have the care she needs.
But Alter doesn't know what to do. He's hired consultants, lawyers, and written his legislators, all to no avail. Meanwhile, his wife slowly declines.
She's 70 or 80 pounds. She's so tiny. She's so skin and bone.
Each week, he visits her.
How you doing there? Would you like me to put a movie on for you?
He slides a DVD of Phantom of the Opera into the player.
You want Phantom?
Alter sits on the edge of his wife's bed and slides his fingers through hers.
Hey, Elise, how you doing?
He's grateful she's safe. Though he worries that she could injure herself again, land back in the hospital, and then get stuck in the cycle all over again. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.
And I'm Danielle Venton. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.